This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mike Conley, of course, play-by-play voice of Atlanta United, knows better than I because he's watched every play and every moment of every single game.
I agree with everything you've said. That was a really good match yesterday between two excellent teams. If LAFC is number one in the league, I think you can make the argument Atlanta United and New York City are right there fighting for number two. That was a big, big win by Atlanta United.
John and Hugh this morning. John Chuckery in for Hugh. John Chuckery has his hand raised for some reason.
Can I, since I got my two Big Ten guys in here, can
sure.
I give you the buy or sell question from Saturday?
Sure.
Because I got my Big Ten guys. I asked on buy or sell. We have this college football show.
I'm a huge fan of college football game time, Saturday mornings.
Don't say it too loud in the microphone because then people will know that we have a
conversation. No, I'll scream it into the microphone. It's appointment listening for me every Saturday morning.
I don't want to tell people too loudly that we have that show and a night show. Anyway, so I asked a question on set. So I got my two Big Ten guys here. Buy or sell, Adrian Martinez is the Big Ten player of the year. Now, before you answer this, okay, I do want to go back in time, and you guys are going to disagree. But you two metagons, when I tried to tell you that Dwayne Haskins was going to be the Big Ten player of the year last year, and you guys looked at me like I was cross-eyed when I said that.
I don't remember that.
I remember that vividly out of you two
I'm struggling to remember that exact moment. Too, yeah.
I remember
anyhow.
Okay. All right. Buy or sell Mike Conte?
Sell.
Mike Conte.
Sell. As much as it pains me to say, I think Shea Patterson is going – well, and there's
even
a little
over
bit
Jonathan
of –
Taylor, wow.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I think there's a hype train behind Shea Patterson right now. I think Michigan's schedule, they're going to be in a position where they're – it's going to come down to them and Ohio State at the end. I think Michigan's schedule is favorable enough. You know, if Michigan finally puts it all together this year, and I think they have a good chance to, it's going to be because they have a difference maker
gonna,
now at quarterback.
Yeah, they're going to have to – this isn't going to be their defense can just line up and hold everybody to nine points a game this year.
No, absolutely
they
got to
win
not.
On off. They got to get some offense going, and they got to be better in the red zone with their offense too.
So I'll go Shea Patterson. I'm going to sell that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm selling it too.
Really? You don't think Adrian Martinez –
no,
I think he can be 3,000 and 1,000.
I'd be one of those kinds of guys.
If he stays healthy.
Yeah.
Behind that offensive line, I'm not sure he will. That's my thing. No, I think Justin Fields would be player of the year.
Really?
Wow.
No.
Wow. I don't think it's a guarantee starting week one.
He's starting week one. He's going to put up 20 touchdowns the first four games. What are you kidding me?
Wow.
Look who they play.
I like them.
Mike Conte brought to you by BrightBox Electrical. Atlanta's on shockingly good electricians. We have to get back to the other football. Is that okay?
No.
Okay.
This is a sponsored Atlanta United segment.
John. Okay. Yeah.
I don't do this. I don't do this daytime radio sponsor things.
Gotta love it.
I'll stand up now.
First of three trophies could happen Wednesday.
Yeah, I think this is a really cool opportunity. There have been a lot of kind of mixed emotions about Campione's Cup because it is such a new thing. I think a lot of people don't understand what it's about. Bottom line, this is the champion of MLS in a one-off against the champion of Mexico. I think it's a really cool opportunity. I also acknowledge that there are four things that Atlanta United can still win this year, and the Campeones Cup probably ranks fourth in terms of importance. So there is somewhat of a balancing act where you have to be responsible to your league games coming up, and you've got a very tough stretch of league play. You've got an Open Cup final coming up at the end of the month, which is very important. Now here comes Campione's Cup in the middle of a week where Joseph, playing hurt, expended 90 minutes. Barco gave you a big, long run out yesterday. He's not back to 100% yet. You wonder about Pitti now. He's had to expend a lot, Julian Gressel. So how do you handle Campione's Cup? But I think it's a great opportunity. You have Club America, the New York Yankees of Mexico, coming into Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Atlanta United, maybe their job a little bit to defend the honor of MLS. It's going to be nationally televised. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it. And Frank DeBoer is going to have to play some guys who played yesterday. The way the roster math works right now with who's injured and who's available to play, you're going to see players who were in that match yesterday against New York City on Wednesday. He has no choice. He's got to go with some of that. My question is, do you go into it with the approach that, okay, Tito Villalba can give you a half and then maybe play Joseph Martinez for a half? Do you let kind of Barco and Pitti split some time? One plays a half, one plays another half. You're limited to three subs. This is not a typical friendly where you can make unlimited subs. It's three subs, no extra time. You would go straight to penalties if you're tied at the end of 90 minutes. So it's intriguing. But I think it's a really fun, cool opportunity, and I'm really excited for it on Wednesday.
I think it's fun and cool, but am I willing to risk anything with Joseph Martinez right now in playing something like this?
Absolutely not.
I mean, I think that's where the big question comes in.
And that's where the balance comes in. But the fortunate thing for Atlanta United in terms of health right now, they're pretty much right there. George Bello played 70 minutes for Atlanta United 2 yesterday in Louisville. So if you want to work him in now, this could be an opportunity. Like I said, Tito, you've got to give him some minutes somehow. You know, if you're putting him in the 18, he's obviously ready to play a little bit. So, you know, if you decide to start Tito over Joseph, that's not that much of a drop-off. I think you can still be competitive against Club America. And Club America is in the middle of their season, too. They just played yesterday. You know, now they come up here. They have to travel. So their manager is kind of going through the same thing right now. You know, how first choice do they go Wednesday? Because they have to be responsible to where they are in Liga MX.
Who's won this before?
There's only been one.
Okay.
There's only been one, and last year it was won by the Mexican champion over Toronto,
okay,
in Toronto. That's the other thing that's a little bit unique about this, because this is such a new thing. There's not a lot of history, not a lot of heritage behind it. And I think this is an important match on Wednesday to help grow the Campione's Cup. You're playing in a marquee stadium. You're going to get a much bigger crowd than you got in Toronto last year. Like I said, it's on national TV. So it might be one of those things where 10 years from now, we look back on this and say, wow, Atlanta United won a Campione's Cup. That's a big deal. Might not be as big a deal right now, but it could become a big deal later on. At least that's what I'm hoping.
Talking to Mike Connie about Atlanta United as they get ready for this game Wednesday night against Club America at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Then they go on the road to face Portland on Sunday night and have to make that long trip. Yeah, trying to balance the schedule now with all these extra games. Thankfully, the U.S. Open Cup will come to an end, mm-hmm, with the game against Minnesota on the 27th. But, I think right now you're seeing the team get healthy, best they've looked all year. I really like the fact that Frank DeBoer unleashed the team. I don't know if he's been waiting to unleash the team, but he kind of unleashed the team. It was a bit of a gamble, the shape that he took yesterday, and I think it paid off.
Well, they've played, what, six matches now in the 3-5-2, if you want to count the Open Cup match that they had in Orlando. They're 5-1-0 playing in that formation. So clearly now that is working. What's interesting is he had to go to the 3-5-2 because you basically ran out of left backs when Breck Shea got hurt in Seattle. So because of that injury, Frank had to be flexible, move to the 3-5-2. It's pretty much the same look that he gave against LA Galaxy, mm-hmm, as far as having Barco, Pitti, and Joseph all together, kind of unleashing that attacking group. And I thought Atlanta United played maybe their best match of the season against LA Galaxy last Saturday. Now they've had another match where you could say, oh, that's probably the best they've played all year with the same group. So now the priority is got to keep them healthy, because you still have 9 league matches left, plus Campione's Cup, plus the U.S. Open Cup final. And Atlanta United, across all competitions now, 14-1-3 at home. They're not very good on the road, but they're 14-1-3 at home. And I heard what you said coming in, Chuck,
and
that's how...
I mean, at this point for me, Mike, as Doc Sock and you know, a fan, just tell me if we can win a playoff match on the road. Nobody's going to come here, I don't think, in MLS
and beat them. I think it would
that's
be very
the question
difficult
for me.
I think it would be very difficult. Not impossible, but very difficult, which means it's very important to get the number one seed in the East. That's why yesterday was such a big win, because Atlanta United maintains control of the East right now.
And, of course, Philadelphia won yesterday to keep their 3-point lead.
And you got to really tip your cap to them.
Yeah.
I mean, you really keep waiting for them to slip, and they haven't.
You probably
yet.
Didn't hear Taylor Twellman's comments, but he talks about how, like, they've so overachieved. I was listening to some of his comments about how they've – for lack of a better term, I kicked their coverage. I mean, they've played above their heads for what they are. And
yeah,
he wonders about whether or not they can hang on here toward the end.
Yeah, I modestly agree with that. I wouldn't go all in on that statement. We're going to learn about Philadelphia a great deal between August 24th and September 24th, because they're going to play D.C., Atlanta, LAFC, San Jose, and someone else really good at the top of the table. Oh, New York City. Okay, so their really tough portion of the schedule is coming up. That will go a long way to determining if Philadelphia is for real. But, yeah, three teams in control of the East right now, Philadelphia, Atlanta, and New York City. If Atlanta United wins the Eastern Conference regular season championship, they go to CONCACAF Champions League, they get a first-round bye, mm-hmm. and they play at the Benz all the way through to the MLS Cup final and might even host if LAFC gets knocked down. I'll take my chances if that's the setup.
Right.
You know, you got to be careful because if you drop a match or two, now you're looking at maybe being fourth, maybe going on the road round two and playing Red Bulls on the road in round two, and then it gets a lot tougher.
Yeah, that's not the position this team needs to be in right now.
No, but I like the way they're trending.
Right.
You know, even the two losses they've had since that debacle in Chicago on the 3rd of July, at Seattle and at LAFC, they played really well in those losses. And if not for a 12-minute stretch where they kind of turned to jelly in Los Angeles a couple weeks ago, we could be talking about this team on a 6-match winning streak, you know, potentially now threatening for supporter shield, making a statement against LAFC. It's unfortunate it went down the way it did there, but I think this team's in really good shape. The Portland match will be tough. You get anything out of that, you get a draw out of that, you're racing back home to Atlanta feeling really good because Portland's very, very good at home.
Look forward to the call on Wednesday night, Mike.
Can't wait. Yeah, 7:30 Wednesday night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.